Money FM 89.3, the best of Saturday mornings. Singapore Homebrew on Money FM 89.3.
And welcome back. Gary So, the exhibition manager at the Science Center Board, is joining us in studio this morning. The Science Center Singapore is hosting the internationally acclaimed Wildlife Photographer of the Year exhibition, currently on loan from the Natural History Museum in London, and it is in its 59th edition. Gary, good morning. Welcome to Money FM.
Morning, Glenn, Neil. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you with us. Yeah. Talk to us about this exhibition. It's quite well known, obviously, from the London, the Natural History Museum in London. How did Singapore get it? And give us a little more detail.
You know, it has always been the mission of the Science Center to promote an interest in them, and that includes the life sciences. And biodiversity is an integral part of that. So we approached the Natural History Museum in London, UK, and we expressed interest for the Science Centre Singapore to host the exhibition as one of its touring sites. So the process was relatively straightforward. There were already existing guidelines for touring sites to follow and abide by, so that the experience intended by the museum is consistent across all touring sites and that it is represented accurately.
What kind of guidelines? I'm interested in that. What sort of things do you have to follow to replicate this visitor experience that you would have in London?
For example, the type or the height of the walls, the partition walls.
Really?
Yes, the light panel dimensions, the lux level, for example.
Everything is really specific.
Yes,
huh?
It's quite specific. So we just follow these guidelines so that, you know,
so that the photography is showcased,
yes,
in the best possible,
yes,
way.
Correct, you're right.
In terms of this exhibition, I mean, it's famous, the Wildlife Photographer of the Year exhibition. Do you get a selection? Do you take the whole exhibition? Do you choose? How does it work in terms of what you can and can't display?
So this has been decided by the Natural History Museum. So out of the almost 50,000 entries that were submitted for the 59th rendition of the competition, from 95 countries, about 100 of them, 100 stunning shots are on display at the exhibition.
And tell us about some of the shots.
There are 19 categories, such as animal behavior, so mammals, birds, invertebrates, reptiles and amphibians, just to name a few. There's also photojournalism, oceans and underwater. One of them that caught my eye was submission from Spain, and it's called Tadpole Banquet by Juan Jesus. So this photo depicts a group of toad tadpoles forming around and feasting on the dead fledgling sparrow in a pond.
Wow.
Wow.
And this happened near Juan's home, where a newly fledged sparrow leaped out of his nest on his neighbor's roof, fell into a pond, and drowned.
Wow.
That's interesting. Yes. Hey, Gary, we're talking with Gary So, the exhibition manager at the Science Center Board. Gary, are there any photographs by Singaporeans in this?
For the 59th rendition submissions, I'm not so sure, but not much of the, I wouldn't say there's a highly commended or winning image by a Singaporean for a 59th rendition, but there was one in the 58th rendition. There was a highly commended image by a Singaporean.
And can I just say, have a look at it, Glenn. Type in the Tadpole Banquet. If anyone has access to a phone or a laptop, type in the Tadpole Banquet. The picture is extraordinary.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
These tadpoles are feasting on this dead bird. As I say, it's a Spanish entry, dead fledgling sparrow. It is an extraordinary photograph, well worth seeing.
Yes.
Okay, as you say, so you've got different photographs there. What's the response been so far?
I think it has been great. We do observe people coming down and looking at the photographs. I think this is a really great opportunity to really give a shout out on radio and encourage more people to come down to the Science Centre and visit the exhibition, because it's a really good opportunity. And Science Centre Singapore is currently the only place in Asia where you can catch this exhibition.
Wow. And just to add to that, the reason I think it's so timely, one of the benefits of us becoming this city in nature, and we've opened up our park connectors and reservoirs to more people, there has definitely been anecdotally, and I'm sure statistically, but certainly anecdotally, an upswing in interest in wildlife photography. I go cycling every weekend. Everywhere I go now, there are banks of photographers taking birds and lizards and so on. And I'm sure that's reflected in your exhibition. I'm sure you're seeing this added interest in wildlife photography in Singapore.
Yep, definitely. That's why, I mean, we express interest to bring this exhibition to Singapore. Because, you know, this exhibition not only promotes appreciation and love for the natural world, it is a good platform to raise awareness about the extinction crisis, dwindling wildlife, due to climate change and illegal wildlife trade. So I believe photography is a powerful advocate to reflect these critical issues to people and incite that desire in us to make a difference, no matter how small, through our own actions.
Yeah, we're talking with Gary So, Exhibition Manager at the Science Center Board. The Science Center is hosting the internationally acclaimed Wildlife Photographer of the Year exhibitions. This is going to go on until October of this year.
October, yes, that's right.
Yeah. So far, as you're seeing people go through the exhibition, which photos do they seem to stand around the most or look at the most? Or what are you hearing from the folks that come in to look at the exhibition, their reactions to it?
I think it's much more. You can see the awe in their faces as they look through the photos. They spend quite a number of time at each photo, and that's really encouraging because they read the stories of the photographers. Mm. And those backstories are really interesting and engaging. It's a really great reception so far for the exhibition. And I really hope people come down and take a look at the photos.
Yeah.
I'm just going through now. Some of the shots are absolutely staggering. I'm looking at one, the Golden Horseshoe. Never seen anything like it. Can't recommend it enough. So looking ahead, what else do you have planned in the Science Centre this year? You're the man behind the exhibitions. So what's coming up?
Glad you asked, Neil. We actually do have something in the pipeline. Currently working with the Natural History Museum, the Lee Kong Chian Natural History Museum at National University of Singapore.
Yeah, I know them very well.
Yes, to showcase the winning entries of their Eyes of a Naturalist contest held last year. So this is a contest, it's both a photography and illustration contest. The entries reflect the works of known naturalists. So you'll be ready sometime this month. Mm. And you'll be located just right next to the Wildlife Photographer of the Year exhibition. Mm. So do keep a lookout.
Sorry, what will it showcase again?
The winning entries, 12 winning entries of the Eyes of a Naturalist contest.
Eyes of a Naturalist contest. Oh. Okay, good. Yes. We'll look forward to
it. You know, we hadn't planned to ask you about it, but is there any progress, like update on the new Science Center, the construction of the new one that's being built?
I'm sure there was, because we just recently had a groundbreaking ceremony.
Oh, great.
Late last year.
Yeah, nice.
So all of us are really currently busy working on the development of the new Science Center, and we're all very excited about that.
I would imagine from an exhibition standpoint that you're going to have a lot of new interesting spaces. I recall the original design that they had mooted was quite an interesting physical space.
Yeah, definitely. Outdoors, indoors. Yeah. So a lot of new spaces to work with.
Yeah.
So how does it work, Gary? Are you planning to have exhibitions in the existing building? You're planning ahead all the way up to the new building? Is that how it's going to work? So there's a seamless transition between the old building and the new building?
Yeah, so I think we are trying to keep the experience fresh even at our current center.
Mm.
So we could be loaning exhibitions, for example. Yes, we do have a couple of exhibitions in the pipeline. I'm sure that will be shared once they are ready.
Yeah, awesome. Gary, do people need to, this is a ticketed event, right? They need to get tickets. They can just go up to the Science Center and get in to see the photo exhibition.
Okay, so admission to the exhibition is free with a Science Center Singapore admission ticket, which, by the way, is also complimentary for Singaporeans and PRs during off-peak days.
Wow. Right?
And by that, it's Tuesdays to Thursdays, excluding school and public holidays.
Nice.
That's very good.
All right, yeah.
All right, so entice our listeners one more time. What are your two or three favorite shots in this exhibition?
Okay, I'll share a favorite shot of mine. So it's called Ice Bed by Nima Sarikani.
Yeah.
It depicts a young polar bear which clambered onto an iceberg and used its strong paws to carve out the bed for itself before drifting off to sleep at midnight. Yes, yes. So the scene was really breathtakingly beautiful and serene. Mm. The polar bear looked so peaceful and content as it slept. But, you know, that stark reality hit me because this idyllic scene may be lost soon because of global warming, which is melting the ice that polar bears depend on for survival.
He's got his own nice little piece chunk of ice there, but the water, there's water all around him, right? Which might be telling another story.
It is. You're so right, Gary. It is one of the most beautiful but distressing images I've ever seen. It is a marvelous piece of work, I have to say. It really is.
Well, we hope everybody can get down to the Science Center to look at the Wildlife Photographer of the Year exhibition in its 59th year. lots of great photos to see. And Gary So, the exhibition manager there, thanks for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thanks for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.